She got a degree in teaching. She started teaching in the Philippines, like high school. Then she hated teaching high school. And then she's like, I'm gonna go lower. So she went to like fifth grade. She's like, I don't want to teach fifth grade. She kept going lower and lower. And so she really found her niche in like kindergarten and preschool. Like she really loves the little kids. And so it took her a while to finally get that here. Now she's a preschool teacher in Long Beach. But after so many odd jobs and even like, you know, opening her own daycare center, and you know how Filipinos like to be entrepreneurs if they can't find their own job. So, you know, she did that too for a while. She worked for H&R Block doing income taxes, like whatever she had to do to put food on the table. But now that, you know, we're all grown and that she's working where she wants to work, she's working at Long Beach Unified School District, so she's happy. Like, she loves being a teacher.
Okay.
But I think, like, coming here, immigrating, and, like, trying to find her place
right,
here.
When she first came here, she couldn't do it right away, right?
I mean, she didn't know that the American dream meant working in a cannery, you know, or coming here and, like, struggling to find any kind of, you know, means to put food on the table but also pay for our education, so we're okay. You know, so it took a while for me to see all the sacrifices that they made.
Do you have any idea of her American dream? Like, did she like?
Oh yeah, my mom. See, my mom always told me. I mean, as much as they put us through school and like, always told us like, make sure you get your education, then you get your career, then you can get married. You know, there's always like this step, right? Like, don't fuck up like me. So I was like, okay, but she never really pushed us into what we wanted to become. Like, you know how there's a lot of Filipinos who are like, you got to be a nurse, you got to be a doctor, you got to be a lawyer. Like, we heard that, but for some reason, my mom taught us in a way where we came up with it ourselves.
Right,
like,
instead of making your dream her dream.
Exactly. So one time I asked her, I was like, well, what did you want to be? Because she's like, oh, what do you want to be? I don't know if you heard of Connie Chung. I don't know how old are you, but there's this one woman when I was growing up who was this first Asian woman I saw on like KTLA News. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, she's Asian. She's Maury Povich's wife. I don't know if you've ever seen her before. But she was this anchor, and I was like, oh, my God, she's Asian. She's an anchor. She's on TV. She reports the news. I want to be her. My mom's like, oh, okay, I can see you doing that. You should just really be Connie Chung. Like, you could be the next Connie Chung. And I was like, okay. And then I kind of switched, and I was like, maybe I want to be a lawyer, you know, or maybe I want to be a doctor. I don't know, because all my other Filipino friends are like, I'm going to go to med school and whatever.
And be a nurse.
Yeah, and then I asked my mom, I was like, what did you want to be? She goes, well, your grandparents wanted me to be a teacher, and I didn't want to be a teacher. I said, what did you want to be? She goes, I wanted to be a flight attendant. I said, really? She goes, I wanted to get my ass out the ghetto, fly in a plane, and travel the world. And that's what I wanted to do. But because I had to be practical to get out of, like, the barrio, then I had to do what, you know, what my parents wanted me to do. That's what they would pay for.
Right.
So if you go to college, we will pay for it because this is what we want you to do. But if you're not going to do it, then we're not going to pay for you. And so my mom was kind of like, I don't want to do that to you where you feel like you have to do what I say.
Right.
So just go for school because you want to go to school, which was good, you know, and like it took a lot of pressure off me. But her American dream was really just to have a better life. I mean, you can't get much worse than what she was before. But when she came here, I think what really hurt my parents was the distance between them and their families. You know, like, it took a while for my grandparents even to come here.
Mm-hmm.
After my mom came here in 76, and then my grandparents didn't come to, like, her parents, she didn't see her parents for, like, years. And she was having kids, you know, like, she was having me, my brother, my sister, and, like, I have one kid. I can't even imagine if my mom and dad, I mean, they live in Long Beach, but I can't even imagine, like, them not being so fucking far away that I can't fly or can't afford to be
right
there. So, I could see that there's a dream, but then the dream has shifted. And my mom was hardcore Republican. Like, she's
a generation of
generation. Oh, yeah. My mom was like, I believe in the U.S. You know, they gave us this opportunity. But then after my two brothers and sisters went off to Iraq, she was like, fuck the U.S. You know, she's like, I don't care what they have given us. They haven't given us shit but heartache, you know. And so I think the American dream has been defined different times of her life. But right now, because she's growing to understand, like, how this world works, she's kind of like, this dream ain't no fucking dream.
Right, like when you're